The Missouri River flood of 2011 was the largest on the river in more than 50 years. It sure left its mark on Scott Olson's farm near Takema in northeastern Nebraska. For 100 days, 500 acres of his family's farmland was underwater. Back in the spring of 2012, Olson drove me to one of his fields near the river and described the flood's aftermath.
Well, everybody said it looked like being on the moon.
Miles of farmland in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas were underwater. Rich topsoil washed away. In some places, the river carved craters big enough to bury a tractor. Other parts were covered by 3-foot drifts of sand, like snowbanks after a blizzard. Now, 3 years after the flood, Olson is still dealing with the damage.
Everything I knew about farming this piece down here, we've kind of had to throw out the window and start all over again, because everything's different down here.
Olson is moving sand off of some 40 acres that used to be fertile farmland. He can plant the rest of the field, but it's not back to normal.
Of course, the areas that never really got a lot of damage to it still produce 200-plus bushel of corn. But when you can come out of 200 bushel corn into nothing in 50 feet, you know there's a problem there someplace.
Olson is one of more than 200 landowners who have filed a lawsuit against the Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps is in charge of the Missouri River. It controls the dams and reservoirs that can help control floods or keep the water flowing. River landowners want compensation for damage to their land and assurance they'll be protected from floods in the future. Attorney Dan Bulware of St. Joseph, Missouri, is representing the landowners.
They've slowed the river down, they've spread it out, and they've changed the way the river drains, if you will.
The lawsuit claims floods have been more frequent and severe in the last 7 years, since the Corps began widening portions of the river. They want to restore sandbars and shallow water habitat for endangered birds and fish. The Army Corps of Engineers says it won't comment on the pending case, but Bulware says the Corps is prioritizing endangered species over farmers.
Congress made a decision to tame the river and to have people move in and create new farmland, and the Corps did a magnificent job of doing that. Now what they're doing, they're taking the river back.
He says landowners want the Corps to keep the river in its designated channel and keep the channel contained.
The channel is part of the problem. The channel is not part of the solution.
River conservationist Paul Lepistow is with the Isaac Walton League. He says the Corps has a responsibility to reserve space for endangered species. And he says landowners are better off because widening the river to make habitat gives floodwater a place to spread out. That takes pressure off the levee system. But in the end, the floodplain is a risky place to be.
There's a false sense of security that the navigation channel and the levees that have been put up provide a measure of protection. 2011 showed that the river is still the river, and the river is still boss.
Still, landowners feel like they're losing out to competing interests on the river. The lawsuit is a way to guard their turf. But it's not clear they'll have much luck. Sandra Zellmer, a water law expert at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says history is against them. Similar lawsuits in the past have failed.
Every single one of them, except for one significant case, has lost. The landowners has lost.
In the one exception, the Supreme Court found the Corps didn't follow its own master manual for river management. Zellmer says that doesn't look like the case here, and that the Corps was authorized to manage the river the way it did.
There's really no evidence that they departed from the master manual, and certainly no evidence that they departed from those authorized purposes, of which flood control is only one.
So the court case may be a challenge for landowners, but the lawsuit isn't just a legal challenge. It's also a political appeal. Win or lose, Scott Olson hopes the case captures the attention of Congress and renews the political debate over how the river is managed.
The past, I suppose I can live with. I don't have much choice. But the future of not knowing what this river is going to do or what they're going to do with the river, the future of my land, whether I can pass it down to my children or not, it means a lot.
What Olson isn't sure about and what he really wants to know is what will happen next time the water starts to rise. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.